97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Bull and proxies. And they all had the same thing to say about President Biden, which is he is sharp as a tack.
Sharp as a tack?
Which end of the tack? The round part?
This is a man who is sharp.
This is a very sharp president.
And the people that I've talked to say he's as sharp as a tack. He's fine.
They say he's sharp.
He was sharp.
He's sharp as a tack.
If I asked 100 people on the street, what do you think of Elon Musk? You'd have 100 different statements. There'd be a general theme. But you would not have even 50 people repeat the exact same words. And so you have this funny situation where 100 different people were basically saying the exact same talking point. So it's not even a point of view. It was just something that they were told to say by somebody else. And that, to your point, Sachs, is the real issue, which is that you don't really have an honest media here. And so there is no check and balance on power right now.
That's from, I don't know what that is. It's from a podcast called All In or something like that. Elon Musk reposted it, so I thought I would repost it as well because I thought it was a really good point. It is not necessarily the subject of this segment, though. As I mentioned in the last segment, I wanted to talk about the presidential immunity ruling. I think there's a lot to discuss here. The reason is that we tend to go to our corners when we hear something that conservatives like. I do this too. I'm not saying like it's bad. It's just this is what we tend to do. If we hear something that our side generally is like, yay, that was good, we go, oh, okay, I think that we won a battle there. Then if you hear that our side is upset by it, you go, oh, we may have lost a battle there, you know? And it kind of informs at least the way you're approaching an issue, especially when it comes to Supreme Court, because there's a lot of cases that are clear-cut that seem like, well, you know where you would want to land on. And other ones that you're like, I don't really know exactly what this means. So this kind of stuff matters when people start putting the cases into context. The presidential immunity one immediately went into context where our side, the right side, was saying, yes, this is a huge victory for us and for the Constitution. And the left side was saying, no, this is a huge loss for everybody, including us, and including, I mean, they wouldn't say the Constitution, but they would say certainly that it's a win for Donald Trump, and that means it's a loss for the country, right? That's pretty much how they frame everything. So I started looking at this issue myself to try to decide, well, what do I think about it? Because I'm a radio host. We talk politics. I don't want to just believe whatever everybody says. And I had some reservations about jumping full in on this. I don't know why. I just did. I said, I need to check and make sure this is something I actually do agree with. Now, after having done that, I do think that the Supreme Court got this decision about as right as they could. The problem with this decision is that it had to be a decision, right? I think that that's where I've kind of backstepped a little bit and said, what is the big view here? Because you get so close to it, you go, I got to try to magic eye this thing. You step away a little bit, you start to get the picture. I think that the problem is that it was a case at all, okay? It shouldn't have been. Here is some of the left's reaction to this, just to give you some context, and I'll tell you really where they took this, because this is like the mainstream reaction, but the super progressive wing lost their minds over this, and I want to address that.
Yeah, look, I think Supreme Court is really hurting itself here. I mean, I think most Americans on either side would have preferred us getting some kind of finality around these cases, and what you see is the Supreme Court just dragging this out and dragging this out. They could have weighed in on all this stuff back in March and cleared the decks on this one way or the other. They didn't. They say, go through the whole process and you come back up here. Then they wait 60 plus days past the buzzer to give us this decision. The way it's structured, this thing is going to ping pong back and forth for 3 or 4 more years, maybe. It seems like they're doing Donald Trump a favor when they don't have to.
See, that's ridiculous because they shouldn't have had to take this case on at all. Van Jones there on, I think it's CNN, where he's talking about, well, this is the Supreme Court doing Donald Trump a favor. No, this is the Supreme Court having to rule on a case, back to my original point, that they didn't want to have to rule on anyway, but has become a case because Democrats have prosecuted the former president of the United States, and they've never done that before. Here's Trey Gowdy.
Our Constitution is majestically vague about what presidential powers. We know the president has the pardon pardon power, but honestly, Commander in Chief, what other powers are there? So you have expressed, you have implied, and then you have this word penumbra. What's in the shadows of those expressed powers? That can only be fleshed out in litigation. The Supreme Court doesn't handle litigation. So if he wants to proceed on what is unequivocally a private act, he's welcome, I guess, to proceed without prosecution, but that's still going to take time to assert that it is unequivocally private. This is not a win for Jack Smith.
Trey Gowdy essentially saying, at least in thesis, what I've been saying, which is that this should not have been a case. It is something that is not specifically addressed in the Constitution, and now for 250 years, we haven't had to address it until Democrats overstepped the line. Maybe I'm reading a little bit into what Trey Gowdy said, but that's what I take away from it, and that's why I'm here, is to share my opinion. Now, let me address what the super progressives were saying, the Harry Sissons, the Keith Olbermans. Now, some of these are paid, or at least we assume they are paid by the Democrat Party, not necessarily Keith Olbermann, but he's way, way far left and very extreme and outspoken, right? What they said and others echoed is that, oh, okay, so the president has complete immunity from criminal prosecution, so why don't you just send, why doesn't Biden right now send SEAL Team 6 into Mar-a-Lago and assassinate Donald Trump? He can't be tried for it. Well, that's a crazy assertion, and when I've heard my side of the aisle talking about that ridiculous proposition, they've basically hand-waved it and said, that's ridiculous. They're right. It is ridiculous. That's not going to happen. Or is it? I think we're in such perilous times that you hope that, I don't think Joe Biden's capable of doing that, but what they're afraid of is that Donald Trump will be capable and will do that. Okay. That's why they're so worried about it. But why? So I hear that. And when I hear arguments against it be kind of like, oh, whatever, it makes my radar go off to say, wait a minute now. You just kind of wave that off. I would like you to address that issue better. If it's that ridiculous, say it's ridiculous and tell me why. Because if it's not, maybe that is an issue. I mean, maybe we are in a place where, oh, shoot, did we just cross the Rubicon here? And now presidents can do anything they want in the act of presidency and be completely immune from it? I mean, I wanted that question answered. So if somebody's going to bring up a debate point like that, especially even if it's on the far left, I'm like, well, then let's talk about it. So it's been a week, and I've gotten to really digest this and read a lot about this. And essentially, if you're interested to know where I've come to, is first of all, it shouldn't have been a case at all. That's Democrats' fault. But now that it is a case, okay, now what do you do with it? Well, I think the Supreme Court got it just about as right as they could, because presidents do need immunity from official acts. That was the argument of the conservatives here, or of the Trump attorneys, saying that Barack Obama, for instance, has killed innocent Americans using drones to try to take out terrorists in his presidency. This is the example it's always given. Should we now be able to prosecute him for killing an innocent American because he did that? Well, the answer is no. The Supreme Court has ruled, no, you can't just do that. It was an official act of president, therefore you can't prosecute the guy. But what about that extreme argument? Well, here's the question, and here's where it all comes down to. What has prevented presidents for 250 years of America from doing that up until now? It hasn't been the threat of prosecution after they've been out of office, has it? Because that's never happened. If they were worried about that happening, it would have already happened. And that would have been the check and balance on the president from not doing something ridiculous like that. But it hasn't been. It's been politics. It's been that they could get impeached. It's been that they could get unelected, if they're up for election again. It's been politics, not prosecution. The Democrats have made it prosecution.
Get more at 971talk.com.